Thank you very much indeed. Hello, I'm Alexander Armstrong and welcome to Pointless. This is the quiz show where all the questions have been asked to 100 people before the show and all our contestants have to do is come up with the answers those 100 people couldn't think of. Let's meet today's players. Couple number one.
Hi, my name's Ralph and this is my mate James and we're from Leicester.
Couple number... Oh,
that was Leicester getting a round of applause all of a sudden.
They love Leicester.
Yeah,
they
look.
Let's see how the other places fare. Couple number two.
Hi, I'm Claire. This is my boyfriend Dave. We live in South London and we're from Dublin.
Oh, good, good. And couple number three.
Hi, I'm Mary. This is my friend Eric. I come from Bidford-on-Avon in Warwickshire. Eric comes from Evesham in Worcestershire.
Okay, hang on. Okay, let's just do Bidford-on-Avon first. Yes. OK. And Evesham, of course. Oh, yeah, there we are. I'm so sorry, Bidford. You lost that one.
Can I just say, whichever you say next, just boo the next town, whatever it is. It's a big boo.
And finally, couple number four.
Hi, I'm Lee, and this is my dad, Michael, and we're from Ayrshire, Scotland.
Yay! Very warm welcome to all of you. These are today's contestants. We'll get to know all of you throughout the show as it goes along. So that just leaves one more person for me to introduce. He's a man with all the answers. The Arctic Monkeys, Tenzing Norgay, and the charge of the Light Brigade, to name but three. It's my pointless friend, it's Richard.
Hiya. Hi, everybody. Hiya. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you.
It's weird, but some places get applauded, don't they?
Yeah.
And if the first couple get applauded, people feel they have to applaud all four.
I think the trick is, it's how you deliver where you're from.
Yeah, that's true.
When we had the contestant from Glasgow the other day, he said, I'm from Glasgow! And everyone went, oh, hey.
Quite often I'm asked, would we ever appear on Pointless as a pair and what categories would we like and stuff like that. Today would be my perfect episode to appear on Pointless.
First two rounds
absolutely would play into my
hands. You. Well, how about everyone else?
Oh, I've forgotten about you. Yeah, I think they're pretty... well, round one, you might hate. Looking at people here, everyone's going to have a pretty good go at round two. Round one, some people will love, some people will hate. But I'm willing to swap places with anybody.
James, Ralph?
No, I'm all right. He's funnier than me.
There you go. Funnier than Ralph. 3-1.
Leicester!
Thanks very much indeed. Now, all our questions on Pointless have been asked to 100 people before the show. Our contestants here need to find the obscure answers those 100 people didn't get. Now, everyone's looking to find a pointless answer, of course, which is an answer none of our 100 people gave. And each time that happens, we will add 250 quid to the jackpot. Now, James and Sarah didn't win the jackpot last time, so we add another £1,000 to that. So today's jackpot starts off at £2,000. There we are. OK, if everyone's ready, let's play Pointless. OK, in this round, I'll take an answer from each of you, but there's to be no conferring. Whichever pair has the highest score at the end of the round will be eliminated, so try and make sure that isn't you. OK, our first category today is... football. Yeah, a problem, Eric? All good? Brilliant. Can you all decide on your pairs? Who's going to go first? Who's going to go second? And whoever's going first, please step up to the podium. OK, let's find out what the first question is. Here it comes. We gave 100 people 100 seconds to name as many players who have scored 15 or more goals for England as they could. 15 or more goals for England, Richard.
Quite simply, we're looking for the name of any man who has ever scored 15 or more goals for the England football team, please. There's about 30 names on this list. Very, very best of luck and good luck at home as well.
Thanks very much, Richard. Now then, James and Ralph, you all drew lots before the show and today you are going to go first. James, welcome back.
Thank you.
Remind us what happened last time.
Yeah, last time I misremembered the name of a 16th century Italian Baroque painter.
Yeah, Carl Vaggio,
yes. That's not my finest moment.
Yeah,
no.
Well, listen, you were nearly there.
Yes.
You were nearly there.
It would have been a good answer if it was right.
Yeah. Carl Vaggio. Yeah. Anyway, listen, remind us what you do, James.
I work in child protection. I do child protection training in schools.
Right, then. This is quite a good category for you. This is a complete guess, but I'm guessing.
Yes. I got married in a football stadium. I got married at Leicester City Football Stadium.
Don't tell me you filled it.
Yeah, pretty much. Got to sit in the dugout, though, which was... my wife wasn't too impressed with that, but no. I was over the moon.
Were you chewing gum the whole way through?
Yeah.
Excellent. Now, good stuff. Let's have a nice obscure answer, maybe a pointless answer to kick us off.
After last time, I'm not going to take too big a risk here. I can feel Ralph on my shoulder. So I'm going to play quite safe here. I'm going to say Brian Robson.
Brian Robson, says James. Let's see if Brian Robson's right. And if it is, let's see how many of our 100 people said Brian Robson. Well done. Very well done indeed, James. 9. Exemplary stuff.
Good start, James. Brian Robson's got off to 27 seconds in the 1982 World Cup against France.
Now then, Claire, welcome to Pointless. Great to have you here. You're from Dublin originally.
Yes.
But you live in South London. When did you move?
I moved 5 years ago. Dave moved over then, about a year later.
So how did you meet?
We met in a bar. Dave was a bartender and I was a customer.
That's a good relationship. That's good. Yeah. So what do you do, Claire?
I'm a management consultant.
Okay, and what do you like getting up to in your spare time?
I'm really into music, so we like going to concerts and music festivals, like going to comedy gigs, reading crime fiction.
Good stuff. Now, football.
Yeah.
And more specifically, England football. How are you feeling about this?
Not wonderful. So I'm going to go with something that I think is safe, but might not be. I'm going to say Alan Shearer.
Alan Shearer, says Claire. Let's see if that's right. And if it is, let's see how many people said Alan Shearer. It's right. 9, our best score so far. Shearer, 30. Safe, though.
Well played, Claire. He's got 30 goals, Alan Shearer. He's also an honorary doctor of civil law from Newcastle University. So I'll tell you my favourite thing about Alan Shearer.
Yeah.
Just by a few months, he's older than me, and he always will be. Never going to change. Whenever I see him on TV, I think you're a bit older than me, Shearer, and that's never going to change.
Yeah.
That's, you know what? He could be 80 and he'll still be older than me. I'll be sitting back going, yeah, younger than Shearer.
Yeah.
And between us, we scored 30 goals for England as well, so...
Good work. Now then, Eric, welcome to the show. What do you do, Eric?
I'm retired long ago.
What did you do, Eric?
I was a teacher, religious studies mostly, but drama was my passion, so that was, enjoyed teaching that a lot.
OK, and what do you do with your spare time now, Eric?
A lot of amateur theatre, going to the theatre, directing stuff, and enjoying getting groups of people together to put a production on. Love it.
Good stuff. So I'm guessing this football round just played right into your hands, doesn't
it? Nightmare. I'm just sort of thinking of my age, and I'll go back a few years and wonder if I can drag up a name that who may have scored goals, although I'm pretty sure he did score at least one. So, Jeff Hurst.
Jeff Hurst, says Eric. Jeff Hurst, that gets a nod from Ralph and James, so that's... let's see if Jeff Hurst's right, and if it is, let's see how many people said Jeff Hurst. It's a good answer. Down it goes. 17. Very well done, Eric. Good answer.
Well done, Eric. That's got that out of the way, hasn't it? Yeah, he's scored 24 goals, including, very famously, a hat-trick in the World Cup final. Only player to do so, still.
Now then, Lee. Welcome back. You're from Kilmarnock.
Yep.
What do you do, Lee?
I'm a law student at the University of Strathclyde.
And what are your hobbies?
I love music and I play a lot of sport. I like to play golf and tennis.
English football?
Not bad. I watch a lot of the Premier League, so yeah, I think I could be quite good at this.
OK. What are you going to go for?
I've tried to think of pundits and match of the day because quite a lot of prolific scorers are on that, but I think I'll go for Dwight York.
Dwight York. OK, I'm looking at James and Ralph. They're giving nothing away, apart from a tiny shake of the head from James. Dwight York. OK, well, let's see if that's right. And if it is, let's see how many of our 100 said Dwight York. No, bad luck, Lee. I'm really sorry. That's an incorrect answer, which means you score the maximum of 100 points. I'm sorry.
Yeah, sorry, Lee. I've had to disallow that on a technicality because he's not English. Well, to be fair, he scored 19 goals for Trinidad and Tobago, but... Oh, I wish I could give it to you. It's...
Oh, well, there we are. We're halfway through the round. Let's take a look at the scores as they stand. 9, the best score of that pass. James, very well done. James and Ralph looking pretty strong on the back of that. 17, the next best score. Eric and Mary. Then up to 30, where we find Claire and Dave. And up to 100, where we find Lee and Michael. So, yes, who knows, Michael, though anything could happen in the next pass. A nice low score from you might be enough to see you into the next round. Good luck. We're going to come back down the line now. Can the second players please take their places at the podium? OK, remember, we are looking for footballers who've scored 15 or more goals for England. And, Michael, you really need to find a low score here. Is this a good category for you, Michael?
Yeah, I like football. Yeah, it should be.
Remind us what you do, Michael.
I work in a betting shop. I manage a betting shop.
Odds of you surviving this round?
I'll need to say 100 to 1 again now.
OK, yes, well, you joined the 200 club last time. That was your early exit that time. But I don't know, I have a good feeling about this. What are you going to say, Michael?
Well, I can guarantee he's English. I don't know if he scored 15, that's the only risk, but I'll try Glenn Hoddle.
Glenn Hoddle, says Michael. There's no red line for you as you're the high scorers, but let's see how many of our 100 said Glenn Hoddle, if it's right. Bad luck, Michael. He's definitely English. Clearly didn't score 15 goals. I'm afraid that scores you 100 points and takes you into the 400 club. What about that? Very well done. 200 your total this time.
Yeah, just 8 goals for England, I'm afraid, Michael. That's tough luck on that last podium. If you could somehow combine Glenn Hoddle and Dwight York.
Eric stole my answer. He said he knew nothing about football. He stole my answer.
That's the only name I know.
Now then, Mary, here's great news. Yeah. You're through to the next round. You've got to buy through to round 2.
I know.
But it's not all over yet. We need an answer from
him. Well, I don't know much about football, but I'm going to go for a player who I know is English. He may have scored that many goals, but he went to school with my niece-in-law, Michael Owen.
Michael Owen. Michael Owen, nice name drop as well, that's good. Your niece-in-law. Were they in the same year?
Oh, not sure, actually.
Did they get on?
Yes.
Good stuff. Now then, Michael Owen, let's see if that's right. No red line for you, you're already through, but let's see how many people said Michael Owen. Absolutely right, Mary. Very well done. 28. 28, taking your total up to 45. Two very good answers there. You're the ones who are sighing at the beginning of this round. I'd be surprised if that wouldn't have been enough to get you through anyhow. Richard?
I suspect so. He is the fourth highest scorer of all time for England, Michael Owen, and scored 40 goals. And he went to school with Mary's niece-in-law as well.
Yes. Yes, I was reading about that just the other day.
Yeah.
Very good. Now then, Dave, we come to you. Welcome to Pointless, Dave.
Thank you.
You used to work behind a bar in Dublin.
I did.
What do you do now?
I'm an accountant.
Which of the two jobs did you prefer?
Bartending, surprisingly enough.
Do you ever hand out free accounts to people these days?
Doesn't seem to work as well with the ladies. Not
no.
That, yeah.
No, nor should it.
Nor should it. Exactly.
what do you like getting up to in your spare time?
I run a cabaret night for charity in Soho.
Good for you.
Unit, yeah.
Good work. And how often do you do these nights?
We do them once every 2 months.
Very good. Oh, that's not too arduous.
Not too often. We get 6 acts on. And
no, that's good, though.
It's a good night, yeah.
Good stuff. More good news. You're through to the next round. That's nice. But I have a feeling you might have a good answer here.
We may as well take a punt. There's some obvious ones left, I think. But I'm going to take a chance on Stanley Matthews.
Stanley Matthews. Eric is nodding. I like that. Eric's now our resident nodder. Stanley Matthews. OK, no red line. You're already through. But let's see how many people said Stanley Matthews. Oh, no! Bad luck, Dave. An incorrect answer, as it turns out, scores you the maximum of 100 points. Would you have said that anyhow?
No.
Or no. OK, well, 130 is your total, but you're through anyhow.
Yeah, I don't understand it, because Eric was nodding.
I was going to say it.
No, he only scored 11 goals to Stanley Matthews for England.
Now then, Ralph, welcome back to Pointless. Remind us what you do.
I'm prison governor.
Prison governor?
Yes.
Wow. How long have you done that for?
I've been a governor for about 5 years now.
So you run the show, then?
I'm one of a team that
runs
the show.
One of a team of governors.
Yeah.
Wow, so no longer a screw, then? Or are you still a screw if you're a governor?
No, I did a bit of time on the landings, but no, I'm in a suit now, so, yeah.
Time on the landings in a suit? I've no idea what he's talking about.
Well, I did a 10 stretch, as you know.
You did 10 years. You did 10 years behind the
door.
You
were never in Parkhurst, were you?
You do look familiar.
Yeah.
Now then, Ralph. You've been waiting patiently. I mean, your reward is you're through anyway. But lovely low score from James. Let's see if you can equal or better that score.
I'm going to have a little bit of a stab, but I'm reasonably confident. I'm going to go back in time a little bit, and I'm going to say Peter Osgood.
Peter Osgood. Oh, James is liking that. Eric, not so sure. Peter Osgood, no red line for you. You're through anyway, but let's see. Peter Osgood, is that right? How many people said it? No! Peter Osgood. Well, worth a punt, as you say, but I'm afraid an incorrect answer scores you the maximum of 100 points, takes your total up to 109, but you're through anyhow, Richard.
Yeah, sorry, Ralph, you're only 15 goals out with Peter Osgood. He never scores. But, you know, both, actually, genuinely, both perfectly good guesses, though, and you knew you were through, so well done for having a go at an obscure one. It's only three pointless answers here. I know some people at home would have got lots of these. Some people will just be happy to have scraped through, but for the people who know what they're talking about, George Camsell was from the 20s, so well done if you said him. He scored 18 goals in 9 games, which is pretty good going. Johnny Haynes, some people say, is the greatest player Fulham ever had. I say Breda Hangerland. between the two, and Tommy Taylor, the United player who lost his life in the Munich air crash, he was also a pointless answer. Let's take a look at some of the other low scorers. Jermaine Defoe would have scored you 1 point. So if any Spurs fans say Jermaine Defoe, it's a terrific answer. From the very old days, Vivian Woodward would have scored you one as well. Tony Woodcock, Stan Mortensen. Any Liverpool fans who said Roger Hunt, they would all have scored you 2 points. Would have been very good answers. Steve Bloomer, Tommy Lawton and William Dean, again, all older names, would have scored you 3 points. David Platt, Tom Finney, Nat Lofthouse, Martin Peters, he's been on Pointless Celebrities. All of those would have scored you less than 10 points as well. Would have been very good answers. Let's take a look at the biggest answers, though, the ones that most of our 100 people answered. David Beckham, 41 points. Gary Lineker, 44 points. And right at the top, Wayne Rooney, 45 points. Other big scorers you could have had, Bobby Charlton would have got you 32, Frank Lampard, 21, Keegan would have got you 18, Stephen Gerrard, 16.
Thanks very much indeed, Richard. So at the end of our first round, our losing pair heading home with a high score of 200. I'm sorry to say it's Michael and Lee. Dear, oh dear, what round was it last time you left?
Round
one this time. I'm really sorry, long way down from Kilmarnock. But it's been lovely having you on the show. Thank you both so much for playing. Great contestants, Michael and Lee. But for the remaining three pairs, it's now time for round two. So we are now down to three pairs. And at the end of this round, of course, another pair will be leaving us. Anyway, the category for round two is bands. Bands. Can you all decide in your pairs who's going to go first, who's going to go second? And whoever's going first, please step up to the podium. OK, and the question concerns 90s bands. It's getting better and better. For 90s us. Bands. Richard.
Yeah, we're going to give you 6 clues on each pass that will lead you to a band that had UK top 40 chart success in the 90s. Give us a nice obscure answer, you're going to score fewer points. Give us an incorrect answer, you're going to score 100 points. It's going to be 12 90s bands to guess at home. Good luck.
OK, thanks very much. So we are looking for 90s bands as described by these clues. And here is our first board. Boy band with 11 UK number one hits. Fronted by Fran Healy, their debut album was named Good Feeling. Irish group containing Keith Duffy and Shane Lynch. Liverpool band formed by John Power and Peter Wilkinson. Formed in Wigan, their 1997 album was named Urban Hymns. And the band originally called Seymour, debut album named Leisure. I'll read those all one last time. Boy band with 11 UK number one hits. This band was fronted by Fran Healy and their debut album was named Good Feeling. An Irish group containing Keith Duffy and Shane Lynch. Liverpool band formed by John Power and Peter Wilkinson. Formed in Wigan, their 1997 album was named Urban Hymns. And the band originally called Seymour, debut album named Leisure. There we are. 6 clues to 90s bands. Now, Ralph, you to go first. It's the turn of the screw.
Yes, not a brilliant category for me, bands from the 90s. I was not especially not that list by the look of it. But I'm going to have a go with, fronted by Fran Healy, their debut album was named Good Feeling. I think that's Travis.
Travis says, Ralph, let's see if Travis is right. And if it is, let's see how many of our 100 said it. It is right. Good work. Look at that. 12. Well done, Ralph. 12 for Travis.
That's a very good start, Ralph. In 2000, Q magazine named them the best band in the world. Travis.
They were massive, Travis.
They were big, weren't they? And they were good, Travis, as well.
Yeah, really good.
And they still do stuff now. Fran Healy still does stuff. And whenever he does, it's always good.
It's always good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, Dave.
Yep.
Dave, how are you feeling about this?
Pretty good. Pretty good. It's just a matter of figuring out which one I think is going to be Lois. I think I know them all. But I'm going to go... I'm tempting fate now. I'm going to go for a Liverpool band formed by John Power and Peter Wilkinson, The Lars.
The Lars.
Yeah.
The Lars, says Dave. Let's see if The Lars is right. And if it is, let's see how many people knew that answer. Oh, no! Fabulous band.
Yeah.
Sadly, an incorrect answer. Scores you the maximum of 100 points. I'm really sorry, Dave. Not The Lars.
Sorry, Dave, it's a good wrong answer. John Power was in The Lars, but Peter Wilkinson wasn't. So it's another band we're looking for, I'm afraid.
Ah. Wrong for all the right reasons. Eric, this board is all yours. You can talk us through it if you like. fill in all the blanks.
Did I follow bands when I was 50-odd years of age? I just don't know.
Hang, were you all? And Eric.
I'm sorry.
You were 50 in the 90s.
I'm 71 now. Sorry about that.
Wow.
It's all out of a bottle.
He's older than Alan Shearer, is all I'm going to say.
And always will be.
He's older than Jeff Hurst, it turns out.
You're in good nick, Eric, I have to say.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, very good.
Long may it last.
Yeah, good stuff. Anyway, yes, good luck with this board.
No, please tell me that the Irish group containing Keith Duffy and Shane Lynch was Westlife.
Westlife, says Eric. Let's see if that's right. And if it is, let's see how many people said Westlife. Oh, no. Bad luck, Eric.
It was Boyzone. I was going
to say. Bad luck.
It was a choice of those two.
You plumbed for the wrong band, I'm afraid. I'm afraid that's incorrect, and that scores you the maximum of 100 points. Very sorry.
Yeah, sorry, Eric. Did you have another
Boyzone
option for that one?
It was Boyzone.
It was Boyzone. They are virtually interchangeable. Would have scored you 43 points as well. Would have been a very good answer. Now, let's clear up the John Power answer. After he left The Lars, he formed one of the quintessential Cast. 90s bands. Yeah, Cast, absolutely right. Would have scored 3 points. So, sorry, it's the best answer on the board as well.
Yeah.
That's tough luck. The boy band with 11 number one UK hits was Take That. 27 points. Do you know the band formed in Wigan, Zander?
The Verve.
The Verve, yeah, absolutely right. Richard Ashcroft's band, 13. And do you know the bottom one, originally called Seymour?
Blur.
It is Blur, right. They were originally called
Seymour. I didn't
Seymour,
know Seymour, but I knew
points.
Leisure.
Yeah.
Well, we're halfway through the round. Let's take a look at the scores as they stand. Only two of them. Very much the best score of that pass was yours, Ralph. Ralph and James looking pretty strong. And then Dave and Claire and Eric and Mary looking... Well, they're quite far ahead on 100. So, yes, Claire and Mary, it's going to be a battle between the pair of you to see who stays with us for the head-to-head and who will be leaving us at the end of this round. We're going to come back down the line now. Can the second players please step up to the podium? OK, let's put six more clues on the board, and here they come. We have got... They achieved a UK number one single with Stay Another Day. Formed in Birmingham, fronted by Simon Fowler... This five-piece spiced up your life. Their first single in 1997 was named I Know Where It's At. The most recent album was named The King of Limbs. And Manchester Britpoppers, who asked you to be here now. I'll read those all one last time. They achieved a UK number one single with Stay Another Day, formed in Birmingham, fronted by Simon Fowler. The five-piece that spiced up your life. Their first single in 1997 was named I Know Where It's At. Most recent album was called The King of Limbs. And Manchester Britpoppers, who asked you to be here now. There we are. Six clues to six more 90s bands. Mary, what are you laughing about?
Well, to have football and then pop music, not a good day.
Well, if you can make it through this round, anything could happen. There'll be the pair of you can put your heads together and maybe you deserve a break. But, best of luck with this answer. What do you make of that board?
Not a lot. There's only one that I think I might know, and I'm hoping that the five-piece that spiced up your life is the Spice Girls.
The Spice Girls, says Mary. No red line for you, you're the high scorers, but let's see if the Spice Girls is right. Let's see how many people said it. It's right. 69. 169 your total, Mary.
Well done, Mary. Yeah, Spice Up Your Life was their fifth single and their fifth number one as well.
Now then, Claire. We now have a high scorer, which is Mary and Eric on 169, which means 68 or less will see you through to the head-to-head. How do you feel about this as a round in general?
I think I've got quite lucky here, because my favourite band's up there. So I'm going to go with Formed in Birmingham, fronted by Simon Fowler, Ocean Colour Scene.
Ocean Colour Scene, it says. Claire, Ocean Colour Scene, here's your red line. If you get below that, you're in the head-to-head. How many people said Ocean Colour Scene? Very well done. Oh, it's a cracking answer. Look at that. Three. Very well done. Best score of the round so far, Claire. 103, your total.
Very good answer. The Day We Caught the Train and the Riverboat Song, probably their best known numbers.
Did you go and see them back in the 90s?
I've seen them quite a few times, yeah.
Very good. Now then, James, I think you can probably mop up here.
I think possibly. Stay Another Day, I think, is E17. The first single in 96, I Know Where It's At, I think is a boy band. I'd probably say Backstreet Boys, but I wouldn't be 100% sure. Manchester Britpoppers is Oasis. And I'm going to go for most recent album named The King of Limbs, Radiohead.
Radiohead, says James. Let's see if Radiohead's right. No red line for you. You're already through. How many people said Radiohead? Well, it's right. Ralph scored 11. Claire's just scored 3, our best score of the past. Are you going to beat that? Oh, 5. Not bad at all. 5, take your total up to 17, the lowest score combined of the round by a mile.
Yeah, Radiohead, another very good answer. They're like the English Boyzone, aren't they, Radiohead? Let's take a look at the rest. Stay Another Day, you're absolutely right, was E17. Would have scored 34. The Britpoppers, it was Oasis. That would have scored 12. It's an amazingly low score. But the first single in 1997, named I Know Where It's At, it's not the Backstreet Boys, it's not a boy band, it's a girl band, it's All Saints. Would have scored 6 points. So actually, Ocean Colour Scene was the best answer on that board. Very well played.
Well done. Thanks very much, Richard. So, Eric and Mary, I'm afraid, at the end of that round, yours is the high score, 169. Well, not bad. You're not in the 200 club, not by a long chalk.
No.
Yeah. You've done very well. Twice now, you've skipped past what might have been quite a challenging round. Anyway, we'll see you again next time. We'll look forward to that very much. Mary, Eric, meanwhile, thanks very much for playing.
Thank you.
But for the remaining two pairs, it's now time for our head-to-head. Congratulations, James and Ralph, Claire and Dave. You are now only one step away from the final and a chance to play for our jackpot, which currently stands at £2,000. So we have to decide which pair is going to go through to the final, and to do that, you are now going to go head-to-head. This time, you are now allowed to confer. The first pair to win two questions will be playing for that jackpot. Now, James and Ralph, oh, we've come a long way. Just remember last time? Way back, Carl Vaggio?
Remember it well.
Well, we can put all that behind us now, because you are now the lowest scoring pair in a head-to-head. Fantastic. Mind you, neither pair is a stranger to the old 100 there. We've seen a few of those come up this show. I mean, you can't afford for that to happen this round. Best of luck to both pairs. Let's play the head-to-head. OK, here comes your first question, and it concerns UNESCO World Heritage Sites. World Heritage Sites, Richard.
We're going to show you 5 pictures now of World Heritage Sites. We need you to tell us in which country they are situated. And as always, by country, we mean a sovereign state that is a member of the UN in its own right. Good luck.
Now then, let's reveal our 5 UNESCO World Heritage Sites, and here they are. We have got A. B. C, D, and E. There we are, 5 World Heritage Sites. We need to know which country they are in. Now, James and Ralph, you've played best throughout the show so far, so you get to go first.
Yeah, we're going to go A, Australia.
A, Australia. OK, now then, Claire and Dave. Do your thinking out loud for us, for fun.
Well, C is the Taj Mahal in India. I'm guessing B, just by the architecture, is probably Italy. It looks like a Colosseum. Don't have a clue about D, and I'm pretty sure E is in Cambodia. So, I don't know. What do you want to do? I think I saw it in the Tomb Raider movie. I'm pretty sure it's in Cambodia. E. We're going to go for E, Cambodia.
E, Cambodia, say Claire and Dave. E, Cambodia. Bit of a punt there. James and Ralph, you've gone for Australia for A. Let's see if that's right. And if it is, let's see how many people said Australia. It is, of course... Wow, 44. Only 44 of our 100. OK, now then, Claire and Dave, you have said Cambodia for E. Let's see if that's right, and if it is, let's see how many people said it. It's right! Very well done, Dave. Very well trusted, Claire. And it wins you the question. Down it goes, still going down, 7. Very well done, Dave. 7 points beats 44. So, very well done. After one question, Claire and Dave, you are up 1-0.
Yeah, that's Angkor Wat City in Cambodia. Very good answer. I hope that's made up for the caste Lars mix-up. Let's take a look at the rest of them. Well, let's go to the Taj Mahal first. You're right, it's in India, but it would have scored too many points, so Cambodia was the one to go for. 74, that would have scored you. Now, B, it's a Colosseum. We can see that.
But it's got to be. That's North African, isn't it?
It is North Africa, yes. Not Italy.
It's yeah, because you can see it's not in the middle of Rome. That's there's your clue.
It's in El Jem in Tunisia. Yes, Tunisia. That would have scored 1 point. And D, you would find in Istanbul, so that's Turkey. That would have scored you 12 points. So Tunisia, very much the best answer there. Well done if you said that. 35,000 people they used to be able to fit in that Colosseum. Extraordinary, isn't it?
Wow.
Yeah.
Thank you very much indeed. Now then, here comes your second question, and it concerns The Apprentice. The Apprentice, Richard.
Yeah, we're just going to show you 5 clues now to facts about the BBC TV series The Apprentice. Can you give us the most obscure answer?
OK, let's reveal our 5 facts, and here they come. We have got the year in which the UK version of The Apprentice was first broadcast, the entrepreneur who decides who is fired and hired, the singer who shares his name with the 2012 winner, the woman who succeeded Margaret Mountford on the panel, and the name of the room in which people are fired and hired. I'll go through those all one last time. The year in which the UK version of The Apprentice was first broadcast, the entrepreneur who decides who is fired and hired, the singer who shares his name with the 2012 winner, the woman who succeeded Margaret Mountford on the panel, and the name of the room in which the people are fired and hired. Now then, James and Ralph, you have to win this one to stay in the game. But Claire and Dave, you are going to go first.
What do you think?
No. It's Karen Brady.
I think we're going to go for the woman who succeeded Margaret Mountford, I think is Karen Brady.
Karen Brady, say Claire and Dave. James and Ralph, the board is yours.
Obviously, entrepreneur is Alan Sugar, and it's the boardroom. But I don't think either of those are going to beat Karen Brady. I think the one we can take a punt on is the year, possibly. What do you think?
So I think rather than throw it away on probably a 1-in-5 shot on the year, we probably ought to go for one we know and hope that we get lucky and go for the boardroom.
Okay, yeah, we'll do that.
Are you sure?
Yeah, we'll go for that. We'll go for the boardroom and hope that it's really not very
obvious. Some impeccable logic there, Ralph. But you're going to go for the boardroom. Okay, Claire and Dave have said Karen Brady. Ralph and James have said the boardroom. Karen Brady first. Let's see if that's right, and if it is, let's see how many people said it. It is right. Nineteen for Karen Brady. How's that?
It's going to be touch and go. If I was going to guess, I reckon the boardroom will be around 30, so I think we're struggling, but we'll see. Who knows?
OK, let's see. James and Ralph have said the boardroom. Let's see if it's right. Let's see if it ends up around the 30 mark. 49. Very well done. Claire and Dave, after only 2 questions, you are up 2-0 through to the final.
Tough luck, James and Ralph. Too many points there for the board. Let's take a look through the rest of these. Not a lot you could have done there. I think you should have guessed the first year. But let's have a look. The entrepreneur who decides who's hired and fired, absolutely right, was Lord Sugar, but scores 81 points. So too many. If you had to have a guess at the year, what would you have gone for?
I would have said 2003.
Really hope it's not.
2005. But it would have scored you 5 points. That would have been a very good answer. Now, the next one was singer who shares his name with the 2012 win. I just got it at the last second. Do you remember?
No.
It was Ricky Martin. Ricky Martin won the 2012 series. 4 points that would have scored you. So that's the best answer up there.
Thanks very much indeed. So the pair who'll be leaving us at the end of the head-to-head round. I'm afraid they were our golden pair as well, James and Ralph. Oh, I'm so sorry. Two perfectly good answers. But, yeah, the boardroom, good logic. Quite a tough one, that. Do you watch The Apprentice?
Not for years.
Yeah. Well, there we are. I'm so sorry. We have to say goodbye to you. And this really is goodbye, but it's been great having you on both shows. Thanks so much for playing. James and Ralph.
Thank you.
But for Claire and Dave, it's now time for our pointless final. Congratulations, Claire and Dave. You've beaten all the competition and you've won our coveted pointless trophy. You now have a chance to win our pointless jackpot. And at the end of today's show, the jackpot stands at £2,000. Well, I have mixed feelings about you being in the final. I mean, obviously, I'm delighted you're in the final, but it means we only get to see you once.
Oh, it's very kind of you, Alexander.
Do you know, I mean, but no, because you've been very good, very intelligent. Even when you've scored hundreds, Stanley Matthews, the Lars. wait till I was going to qualify that. They've been intelligent. They've been considered woefully wrong answers.
Yeah. Yes.
Anyway, the good news is, you, of course, from now on in, as you know, you confer. It's all down to what categories you can choose from. To win that money, all you have to do is find a pointless answer. First, you have to choose your category, and here are your five options. They are the Paralympics, panel shows, 19th century theatre, international politics, film writers.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Interesting selection.
Only one I would know anything about is panel shows.
Panel shows?
I can't think of what the question is going to be.
Let's do it.
I suppose we'll find out.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay.
Panel shows.
Panel shows it is.
Please.
Okay, yes. Best of luck. We gave 100 people 100 seconds to name as many QI panellists as they could. QI panellists, Richard.
We are looking for the name of anyone who's appeared as a panellist on the BBC panel show QI. On a broadcast episode of that since it began in 2003, right up to the beginning of 2013. So anyone who's ever appeared as a panellist on that show, please. One person we won't accept is Alexander Armstrong, because there's a visual clue in the studio as to his identity. But very, very best of luck, guys.
OK, you now have up to 1 minute to come up with three answers, and all you need to win that £2,000 is for just one of those answers to be pointless. Are you ready?
Yes. Yeah.
OK, let's put 60 seconds on the clock. There they are. Your time starts now.
OK, well, Alan Davis is the obvious one. Charlie Higson's been on it. I can't think of the little guy with the beard. He'd be a pointless answer, I'm sure.
All kind of the...
Dora Breed's been on it.
I can only think of obvious people. Jimmy Carr. Has Claire Balding been on it?
Claire Balding's probably been on it. She probably has. Got 35 now. Who else? Any musicians? No, they don't usually have musicians. Writers. The one that's married to David Mitchell. What's her name?
Oh, yeah.
Victoria Corn.
Yeah? Okay, got her.
Victoria Corn. Charlie Higson.
Yeah.
Dara Breen.
Yeah, we could go for him.
10 seconds left.
Anyone else? Who else? Reginald D. Hunter's been on it.
Oh, yeah.
Let's go with him. Yeah. Okay. Okay. I think we've got them.
Okay. Sounds like you've got your three answers there. Time is now up. So we were looking for QI panelists. I now need to know what those answers are.
Reginald D. Hunter. Charlie Higson. And Victoria Corran.
Three brilliant answers. Now, of those three, which do you think is the one that's most likely to evade our 100 people?
Probably Reginald D. Hunter.
Okay, Reginald D. Hunter will put him last. Which is the least likely?
It's Victoria Corran, I'd say.
She's on TV more often anyway.
Yeah, Victoria.
Okay,
Corran,
so we'll put Victoria down first. Then we'll put
Charlie Higson
in the middle. Then Reginald D. Hunter is your last option. Okay, let's put those straight up on the board in that order. Here they are: Victoria Corran, Charlie Higson, Reginald D. Hunter. So we were looking for QI panellists. Three very good answers there. The first, Victoria Corran, you thought was your least likely to be pointless. She'll like that.
Oh, yeah.
Least likely to be pointless. Now, remember, only one of those answers has to be pointless for you to win that jackpot of £2,000. And quite a nice jackpot, that. What would you do with £2,000?
Well,
we've been thinking of going to Ibiza again this summer. I
think we have to go to Ibiza.
My brother's building up a rather large family at the moment, so I think we'll have to buy some presents for the kids. Yeah. He's got four kids, so.
Okay, so Ibiza, somewhere between Ibiza and presents for,
yes.
for your nephews and nieces. Okay, well, very, very best of luck. Your first answer, Victoria Corran. Let's see if that's right, and if it is, let's see how many of our 100 people said it. Victoria Corran. Well, it is right. Down it goes. If this goes all the way down to zero, you will be leaving here immediately with £2,000 in your back pocket. It's still going down. Still going down. Down it goes. Yes, you've done it! Look at that! Very well done, straight away. First answer. That is just brilliant. Wow. Wow.
That's phenomenal.
I can...
Whoa, straight into the back of the net. Look at that, fantastic. Congratulations, Victoria Corran, a pointless answer, which means you are leaving here with your trophies and £2,000 as well. Woo! Well, what about those other ones? We better find out. Richard?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. Victoria Corran, a terrific answer. She only ever appeared on it once, of course, much more famous for presenting Only Connect. It's one of our favourite shows, isn't it, over on BBC Four. Yes, only been on it once. Charlie Higson, also a pointless answer. Well done. And Reginald D. Hunter.
Oh, no, you're telling me.
3 points. But you can't have everything, can you? That's terrifically well done, guys. A very good answer. Let's take a look at some more pointless answers. There's a few familiar faces on this board. Ben Miller. Do you know him?
Yeah.
He's good.
Yeah.
Oh, I like him. He's a really funny guy.
Yeah.
It's that show he used to do.
Armstrong and Miller.
Oh, brilliant. He's much better. Death in Paradise, I prefer, I have to say. That's my favourite. Next up, Chris Addison. Now, Chris Addison, he's very good. He's in those car insurance ads. He's good in it. I don't like the guy he's with.
Yeah.
Do you know the one I mean?
Yeah.
But Chris Addison is great in those.
Yeah.
He really makes them. I turned that on. I won't say what the company is, but I immediately took out a loan with them. And then the other guy came on, and I phoned them back. I said, "I'm so sorry, I'm going to have to cancel."
Yeah.
David Williams, he was on a Comic Relief special. Would have been a pointless answer. Jessica Stevenson, as she was then, Jessica Hines now. John Bishop would have been a pointless answer. Has been on once. Johnny Vaughan, been on once, alongside Graham Garden, who was also a pointless answer. Jonathan Ross was on a Children in Need special. Shappy Corsandi and Sir Terry Wogan has also been on once. There's a few other pointless answers you could have had. Jack Whitehall would have been a pointless answer. Henning Vane, Dom Jolly, David O'Doherty would have been a pointless answer. Charlie Higson, we've already heard, of course. Marcus Brigstock would have been a pointless answer. Peter Serafinovich, there's all sorts. Richard Coles, Rory Bremner, Ruby Wax, Tim Vine, also a pointless answer. But Vicky Corran has won you £2,000, so very, very well done. She'll be chuffed, won't she?
She really will. Well, thanks once again to our winning players, Claire and Dave, who go over today's jackpot of £2,000. Brilliant. Join us next time, please, when we'll be putting more obscure knowledge to the test on Pointless. Meanwhile, it's goodbye from Richard.
Goodbye.
And it's goodbye from me. Goodbye.